The World This Week, Politics.
Liz Truss won the leadership contest of Britain's Conservative Party, thus becoming Prime Minister. Ms Truss appointed loyalists to the top jobs in her cabinet. Kwasi Kwarteng was appointed Chancellor of the Exchequer, James Cleverly Foreign Secretary and Suella Braverman Home Secretary. There was no place at the table for Rishi Sunak, her opponent in the Tory race. Ms Truss's most pressing task is helping Britain through the cost of living crisis. She unveiled plans to cap energy prices in order to protect households and firms from surging bills. Ursula von der Leyen, the European Commission's president, proposed a set of measures to cushion the impact of rising energy prices on Europe's economy. They include mandatory consumption cuts, taxing the windfall profits of energy firms to provide rebates to consumers, and capping the price of Russian gas. European energy ministers will meet on September 9th to discuss the proposals. Russia has slashed gas deliveries to Europe to exert pressure on it to stop supporting Ukraine. The International Atomic Energy Agency published its assessment of the situation at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant in Ukraine following a visit by its inspectors. The report said that continued shelling in the area was causing damage, including to the building that houses fresh nuclear fuel. The IAEA suggests it is urgent to establish a protection zone around the facility. Vladimir Putin approved a foreign policy doctrine based on protecting the Russian world, which in essence means allowing the Kremlin to interfere in other countries with Russian-speaking populations. Meanwhile, a court in Moscow sentenced Ivan Safronov, a widely respected former journalist, to 22 years in prison after a closed-doors trial. Mr. Safronov was arrested in 2020 on charges of treason, which he denies. He had written about Russia's defense industry. Russia is reportedly buying millions of rockets from North Korea to deploy in Ukraine. A Pentagon official said turning to North Korea for weapons was a sign the Russians were facing challenges on the sustainment front. Kenya's Supreme Court dismissed an appeal by Raila Odinga against his narrow loss in a recent presidential election to William Ruto. Mr. Ruto will be sworn into office on September 13th.